Hi, and thanks for joining me today. This word that I have put together is a reflection of what the Lord is currently speaking. Everything that the Lord does comes from a heart of love, where redemption is His desire. His correction in our lives comes with this in mind. These words are designed to challenge us in our walk with the Lord. Not everything in life was meant to make us feel good. My prayer is that this word will help to build our relationship with Him. I have called this word navigation. The one thing that kills the vision that the Lord wants to impart into our hearts is a heart that has remained contaminated. When we squander our times with the things of this world, we allow the distractions of it to choke out the life that we were actually called to walk into. When we do not have a daily routine when it comes to the things of the Lord, it will always take a back seat to the things of the day that are deemed as more important. Only when we become intentional with the Lord can the contamination that we have get dealt with. The hour of conviction is here, and by our choices, we will determine the outcome. The Lord has a purpose that has been specifically designed for you and for me. Yet if we do not align our lives to being trained by Him, we will never accomplish what He desired our lives to become. Listen to what Titus 1:15 says. A person who is pure of heart sees goodness and purity in everything. But a person whose own heart is evil and untrusting finds evil in everything, for his dirty mind and rebellious heart colors all that he sees and hears. And that was read from the TLB translation. This hour of teaching and training is now upon us. We will willingly surrender to it, or we will run from it. We choose, and by that choice, it will be determined the path upon which we walk. The heart is easily entangled, easily defiled, where corruption easily overtakes it. Listen to what Jeremiah 17, verse 9 says. The heart is the most deceitful thing there is, and desperately wicked. No one can really know how bad it is. And that was read from the TLB translation. We must take hold of this truth and understand that without the intervention of the Holy Spirit, we are lost in our struggle to find our way through the maze. The life we live, if apart from the Lord, sets before us the standard of this world that leaves us on a slippery slope. The distractions that we all face, if not dealt with, will deal with us the final blow. It will catch us off guard. It will be like a sucker punch we did not see coming. Yet both the Lord did, as well as Satan. You see, the enemy Satan is, after all, the counterfeit to all truth. If we do not recognize the trap of the distractions and the war for our time, we lose because of it. There are key verses in the Bible where it comes to where we spend our time and the importance of it. Listen to what Psalms 90, verse 12 says. So teach us to number our days, that we may cultivate and bring to you a heart of wisdom. And that was read from the Amplified Translation. When we have the right viewpoint on the time that we have here, we are less likely to squander it on what produces no fruit and in the end burns. When we actually recognize that our time is limited, our priorities shift. We become focused on what truly matters. Eternity is not way off in the distance. Each day it stands before us all. We are but a breath from it, yet are we prepared for it? Listen to what Proverbs 4:23 says. So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows the wellspring of life. And that was read from the Passion Translation. So the question has to be asked, where are we spending our time? What is our priority? The pleasures of this world? The deceitfulness of riches? What is distracting us from His Word? How much time are we actually devoting to His kingdom and the advancement of it? Listen to what Proverbs 4:25-27 says. Set your gaze on the path before you, with fixed purpose looking straight ahead, ignoring life's distractions. Watch where you are going. Stick to the path of truth and the road will be safe and smooth before you. Don't allow yourself to be sidetracked for even a moment or take the detour that leads to darkness. And that was read from the Passion Translation. How we navigate our future will be evident by where we spend our time. Listen to what Lamentations 3 verse 40 says. Let us examine ourselves instead, and let us repent and turn again to the Lord. And that was read from the TLB translation. Let us search out and examine our ways. We will either choose His correction now, or we will face the consequences later. We choose. Thanks for your time today. Have a blessed week. Bye for now.